Okay. Praise God. Good. Right. If you have a Bible, will you turn to Psalm 91, please? Psalm 91. We often use this psalm to encourage people to encourage people to read this and to speak it over their lives,
yeah.
And to just allow God to begin to minister into their lives as they receive the word. So praise his name. Many people believe that, many people know that King David wrote many of the Psalms. But the truth is that he wrote some of the Psalms, not all of the Psalms. And this Psalm today, Psalm 91, he didn't write this Psalm. Moses wrote this Psalm. Did you know that? Praise God. I've sort of put a title on this message today, because he, that is you and me, have set our love on God. You and I, have we set our love on God? And if we set our love on God, we'll begin to see how this psalm begins to touch and to affect our lives.
Yeah.
Verse 1 says this. And I want you to listen carefully to this, because I want you to, can you just knock some of that ring off? The first verse says this. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Who's the he? Who's the he? It's you. It's you. It's you. The he is you and me. It's if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's about you. This psalm is about you and your relationship with God himself. And it's powerful. As I read this through this and just began to let this soak in, I began to realize the importance of this psalm and a great depth that's in there. Verse 2 says, and I, you know, you could probably read it a little bit like this. Andrew will say to the Lord, My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom Andrew trusts. So you could turn around and say, Ken will say to the Lord. You can turn around and say, Esther will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom Esther trusts. You can write your name in there. Yeah? Yeah, you. You see, this psalm is about the you. This psalm is about me and you. Good? Yeah?
Amen.
That's good. So, I'm getting more feedback now, you see. So, it is about writing your name in there. You know, when you start to read this psalm again, begin to sort of say, Andrew, Esther, Sia, Ken, Pauline, Joan, Grace, all of us are names. Place our names in here. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver Andrew. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Every time I say Andrew, okay, you are going to say your name. Yeah? You get that? Andrew. Good. Come on. Let's hear you. Then you can join me as we speak the word of God and we begin to speak life in this word. And verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver Andrew. Amen. From the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Verse 4 says, he shall cover Andrew with his feathers, and under his wings Andrew shall take refuge. God's truth shall be with Andrew, your shield and buckler. Verse 5, Andrew shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day. Verse 6, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noon. A thousand may fall at Andrew's side. And 10,000 at Andrew's right hand. But it shall not come near Andrew. Amen. It shall not come near you, it says. Praise God. This is getting exciting. You know, it's about you. You know, Moses wrote this so that you could put your name in here because it's personal. Verse 8. Only with your eyes shall Andrew look. And see the reward of the wicked. Because Andrew. Has made the Lord. Their refuge. Even the Most High, Andrew's habitation. You've made him your refuge, your place of safety. You've made him a place of security. He is your security. Verse 10 says this. No evil shall befall Andrew. No shall any plague come near Andrew's dwelling.
Amen.
These are the promises.
Amen.
These are the promises of God. This is great, you know. I know folk are laughing and that, but this is good to put your name in there. Because it is important to realize that the Bible, these, some are stories, some are prophetic words, some are the happenings of what God has done. These are written, these aren't written for God. They're actually written for you and for me. It's for us to find out how much God loves us. How much God cares for us. And so the Bible is written for you and I.
Amen.
Praise His name. Verse 11. No evil shall befall Andrew. Nor any plague come near Andrew's house. For he shall give his angels charge over Andrew.
Amen.
There are angels who have been given responsibility to look after you.
Yeah?
And each and every one of us has ministering angels who are there to look after us and to care for us. And that's why it's good to read the Word of God and to know what God's plans are for you and for me.
Yes.
He says those angels are there to keep you in all the things, all the ways of God.
Amen.
And to direct your paths. Verse 12, it says this, they shall bear Andrew up in their hands. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. It says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, Andrew shall trample underfoot. Amen. See, God has given us all power and authority. You might wonder, why does it say he talks about trampling upon serpents, why it talks about wild animals, etc. But if you think about this, that Moses wrote this psalm.
Yes.
Moses wrote this psalm when he was in the wilderness. Moses wrote this psalm when he was leading the children of Israel into the promised land. And that desert place was full of snakes. It wasn't a safe place to be. And on a night time, snakes come out to bite. Yeah? Do you have snakes in Nepal?
Yes.
Yeah? Poisonous snakes? No poisonous?
Yes,
poisonous ones. So you don't want to be bitten by a snake. You know, it's like, because if you do, it's... good night and goodbye. Well, it was the same situation in the desert, in the wilderness, in the Bible. The place was full of wild animals. It was full of snakes. The wild animals came out late at night. They came a-hunting. The snakes came out at night. They came a-hunting.
Yeah.
A bit like the devil. It gets dark and he comes a-hunting. Just when you're going to try and go to sleep and he comes and starts. And he brings that question every time. Did God say? That question of doubt. Causing you to doubt God. Or he'll misquote scripture. When he came to Jesus in the wilderness. He misquoted scripture. He misuses it. Verse 14. Because Andrew has set Andrew's love upon God. Therefore, God will deliver Andrew. God will set Andrew on high, because Andrew has known God's name. Because you've known God's name. Verse 15 says, Andrew shall call upon God, and God will answer Andrew. God will answer you. God will answer you, Sarah. Only speak to God and He will answer you. And God will be with Andrew in trouble. God will deliver Andrew. And God will honor Andrew. You know, if we do the right things, we put God in the right place. God is saying here in this psalm, I will honor you. I will honor you. You see, when we come to Christ, we've become children of God. And God will honor His children. Verse 16 says this, with long life, God will satisfy Andrew and show Andrew His salvation. God is going to satisfy you with long life.
Amen.
God is going to show you His salvation for health, wholeness, blessings, strength,
Amen.
Spiritual, physical, mental, healings. God is going to do that
Amen.
In your life. Amen?
Amen.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Praise God. Rejoicing in it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. There are seven things really that are important, and these are in the last few verses of Psalm 91, and that's verses 14, 15 and 16. There are seven things that are important. And starting with verse 14. And it says there, because Andrew has set Andrew's love upon God.
Yes.
Therefore, God, number one, here's the first one. God will deliver Andrew.
Amen.
Amen. So no matter what situation you're in, this is the promise of Psalm 91 that God will deliver Andrew if Andrew is in relationship with his Heavenly Father. It is a promise.
Yeah.
And it is in that relationship that God is covenanted to deliver us,
Amen.
To keep us and to set us free. The second one, God will set Andrew on high.
Amen.
Because Andrew has known God's name. So God is going to put you in a position. God is going to exalt you. God is going to place you in a place where He can use you.
Amen.
Thirdly, when Andrew shall call upon God, then God will answer Andrew. That's what it says in verse 15. When Andrew calls upon God, then God will answer Andrew.
Amen.
We have to realize that when we call upon God, God will answer you.
Amen.
He's not going to go, doesn't want to go through a third party. He wants to have a one-to-one conversation. He wants to speak to us.
Amen.
He wants to talk to us, and He wants you to talk to Him.
Yes.
Number four, God will be with you. Sorry, God will be with Andrew in trouble. God will be with you in trouble. You know, have you ever noticed there are troubles in life? Yeah? And it's what we're going to do about those troubles. How are we going to let those troubles beat us? How are we going to let those problems take control of us? Because no matter what trouble we're in, it says God will be with you in the trouble. The children of Israel were in the wilderness, and God was with them all those 40 years, and He was with them to bring them out of the wilderness experience and to bring them into the promised land.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so God is with you now.
Yes.
You might be going through a difficult time. You might even turn your back on God. But He's still there.
Amen.
He's still there. He's just waiting for you to turn around and face in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And when you face in the right direction, then you begin to move with God.
Yes.
And God begins to change things and to begin to move things. You see, the children of Israel rebelled.
Yes.
And they doubted God's ability to take them through the wilderness experience and to take them into the promised land.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that those that doubted God were told, "You will not enter the promised land."
Yes.
Wow. Do we want to enter the promised land? Amen. We want to enter that promised land. We want to press in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Number five. He says, God will deliver you. So God will deliver Andrew. And God will honor Andrew. So God's going to deliver you, He's going to set you free, He's going to honor you, He's going to bless you and do great things with you and for you. Praise His wonderful name. Number six. From verse 16, and it says this: with long life,
yeah,
God will satisfy Andrew.
Yeah.
with long life, God will satisfy you. Amen. Some people say, oh well, we're only going to live till, you know, God's promised us 70 years, and then if we get more, it's going to be struggling and strife. But that's not, actually that is not the meaning. I'll teach on that other scripture sometime, but that is not what that means. I've been doing some digging in scripture and I've found out the answer to that question. And the meaning is not what we've been told. We're not under the curse, we're under the blessing.
Amen.
And the Bible says, God says, with long life will I satisfy you. Moses lived to 120 and then God had to kill him.
Yes.
Jacob lived to 120.
Yes. Amen.
Because these men believed and trusted God.
Amen.
So take that promise today. And God says, with long life shall he satisfy Andrew. And number 7, and show Andrew God's salvation.
Praise God.
Amen. He's going to show you his salvation. What is salvation? It's not about suddenly just putting your hand up, as we saw last week, and Sarah said, I want Jesus in my heart and life, which is great. That's the beginning. That's the first foot on the ladder. But salvation means a complete package. A complete package.
Yeah.
It's for our healing, physically. It's for our mental well-being. It's for our spiritual well-being. It's for our finances. It's for all of creation. When Jesus died upon a cross,
yeah,
he died for all of creation.
Amen.
Nothing was left out.
No.
Nothing was left out. Because Jesus, the last words he said on that cross was this: it is finished. In other words, it is complete. It's the whole package.
Yes.
Everything. Everything that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. When the serpent, when that snake came up and deceived him, she's doing good, isn't she? Good. So when that snake deceived Adam, he stole from him. He stole from him everything that God had given to him. And today we have to realize that through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything is to be restored to the children of God.
Yes.
God delivers. God answers.
Yes.
God is our way of escape.
Yes.
God honors you. And with long life in Christ Jesus, he will satisfy you.
He will.
And you will see salvation.
Amen.
Now the Bible in Psalm 34 verse 19 says this: many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now if you stop there, that's not a good place to stay, is it? When you read that Psalm 34 and verse 19, and it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, you might think, I don't want to be righteous. You might think, oh, if that's what it means to be righteous and to know God, and the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, whoa, I'm not sure I want to do this. But God did not stop speaking at that point. He went on to say this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, but God delivers Andrew out of them all. Amen. God delivers Andrew, Esther, out of them all. Yeah. You see, he did promise you and me that he would be with us. You see, he said that you and I would have trouble. But he said, I am going to be with you. I'm not going to let you walk this journey alone. On your own. I'm going to be with you. Praise his wonderful name. There's a story of a great French general. His name was Napoleon. And one day Napoleon was all dressed in his fine regalia. He was on horseback and he was looking over the troops. The troops were already in line, smart. Some of you guys that have been in the army know this. They were smart, they were standing to attention. And Napoleon was going through the troops to inspect them, to see what they were like. And as he was going along, his horse began to rear and to buck and to begin to look as if it was going to throw him off out of the saddle. And one of the privates suddenly stepped forward and took hold of the reins of the horse and began to just calm the horse down and speak to the horse. And the horse settled and was still. And Napoleon said this: thank you, Captain. The private moved up from the rank of being a private to being a captain. But something else happened. The other officers in Napoleon's army began to turn their back and began to shun this young man, who suddenly became from a private to a captain just because of one deed. These other captains were jealous of him because they had earned their rank, and they thought it had just been granted to him. Napoleon noticed this, and so one day he called for a full dress rehearsal of all his armies, And he took the young captain and he sat him on a horse by the side of Napoleon. And they rode together through the parade ground.
Wow.
Together. It was noted that then the officers who had been ignoring him and shunning him suddenly began to say to each other, "That fellow is a favorite of Napoleon." And they all began to be his friend. God has chosen you.
Amen.
God has taken you from being a sinner and he has made you a saint.
Yeah.
God has reached down into a filthy pit.
Yes.
And pulled you out.
Amen.
And washed you down and put new clothes on you, and he stood you on the rock, Christ Jesus. He's done this because God loves Andrew. He loves you. He's done this because he loves you. And as we are going to the time of Christmas very shortly, just be reminded that the Son of God came as a baby with a special mission to let you stand by the side of God.
Yes.
To be a friend, to be the sons of God.
Yes.
Because he loves you and he cares for you. Because he's set his heart and his mind also upon you.
Yes.
And God loves you. So be encouraged today. When you begin to read this psalm again, go home and read it this week and put your name in there. Remind yourself that God loves you. It's about you. It's personal. The relationship that each and every one of us should be having with God is about a personal relationship. He's not a distant God. He's a God that is close. And it's about that relationship that he wants to have with you. Amen?
Amen.
Be blessed, be encouraged today. That God loves you. And we need to just continue loving God and see God growing in our lives more and more, and see yourself growing in the things of God and the blessings of God.
Yes.
Amen? Praise God.
Amen.